opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are with another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding. Every week, I bring you two of the most interesting people in the Ville. I sit down and talk to them, interview them, and discover something interesting and new about our guest on the Rusty Satellite Show. It's very exciting. It's the 99th show. So next week, I do feel the pressure to do something special next week. I have some things in store that are going to be really great for the 100th show of the Rusty Satellite Show. But first, I want to talk to about one of my sponsors, a fairly new sponsor, Snelling Staffing. If you are looking for a job or need a job or know somebody that is, get them in touch with Snelling Staffing. Anything from temporary to part-time to full-time, temp to hire. There are all these this staffing terminology that my girlfriend Paula is telling me about that is available over at Snelling Staffing. I'm going to tell you about the Snelling Staffing job of the week before we get into the show. First, it's an LPN. They have first, second, and third shifts available. You have to have a valid license as an LPN in the state of Kentucky, triage patients for physicians, work in a fast-paced setting, and must have a minimum of 1 year of nursing experience for the Snelling Staffing LPN job of the week. The second position that's available is a certified medical assistant. You'll be required to organize patient flow, patient triage, assist physicians with minor office procedures, answer phone calls under the direction of the physicians, call in prescriptions to the pharmacy, and relay instructions to patients and families. So if you are qualified for one of those positions or know someone who is, call Stephanie at Snelling Staffing at 502-814-9800. That's 502-814-9800. That's Snelling Staffing, one of our great new sponsors here at the Rusty Satellite Show. So what's on the show this week? Who are the guests? It's a very interesting show, one of the best. I want you to stay tuned for the second half of the show. We're going to have Dr. Robin Youngson, who is doing some very, very important work. He's from New Zealand, believe it or not, and has a great New Zealand accent. You'll want to listen in for that. Robin Youngson and his wife were here for 6 weeks and counseling, doing all sorts of sessions to make sure that the people in the medical profession love their jobs and are motivated to do their jobs. I had an article about this in Insider Louisville last week. I encourage you to stay tuned for the interview with Dr. Robin Youngson. First up, though, I have one of my good friends, Chris Thieneman. I'm sorry, it's Chris Thieneman. You know him as he's very well known in Louisville. Chris is a former U of L All-American. He played for the Dallas Cowboys, played some pro football. He later became a very successful developer of properties in Louisville, has been involved in politics, was the leader of the force that prevented us from having an unnecessary library tax in Louisville in about, I don't know, I guess that was 2008. Since ran for Congress, he ran for mayor, was unsuccessful in those trips, and now is doing some really interesting stuff. I'll just tell you, Taiwan on in Thailand. I'm going to be recommending that site. Chris has a really interesting story, and I'm anxious for you to hear it on the show. So that's Chris Thieneman is my first interview. Chris and I have a partnership on LouisvilleKY.com, where you'll find a bunch of great, great information and news about what's going on in my hometown, Louisville, Kentucky. So I urge you to take a look at LouisvilleKY.com. But right now, let's get into my interview with Chris Thieneman. We met the other day. He's just back from a trip to Thailand and has a very exciting life going on. I tell you, he is, he's engaged. He has a new baby daughter, and he has very exciting plans for what's going on in Thailand. He's very busy. But I found a few minutes to spend with him on a Wednesday afternoon. We met at Heine Brothers on Shelbyville Road. And here's my interview with Chris Thieneman.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And today I'm sitting with an old friend and a name familiar to most people in Louisville, Chris Thieneman. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rick. And we go way back, so I enjoy talking to you as always.
That's right. It seems like I've known you forever. We've been through, like, I remember you were involved in the library tax a long time ago. You've been involved in politics and a long time ago playing football. A lot of people, you sort of disappeared from public life since you're not in politics anymore. Give us an idea of what kind of things are occupying your time these days.
Well, I've been doing a lot of traveling, and that's what excites me right now. That's my passion. I've been going around the world, actually, and kind of started a website to get other people involved. But, I've kind of, after politics, I'm still involved indirectly. I still vote. You know, I've voted since the day that I legally could, and will always do that. That's important to me, especially in this election. It just shows you how important your vote is. And with my legal issue that I have from an ex-girlfriend, mm-hmm. The only thing I'm excited to report is that my side of the story will be coming out July 21. That's when we go to court. So I encourage anybody, whether you like me or you don't like me, pay attention, because that's when my side of the story will come out. So.
Okay. And you did absorb, this has been going on for over a year now, and there's a lot of bad press back then. And so I understand how important it is for you to get the word out. And I'll remind our listeners that on LouisvilleKY.com, the website that you and I are sort of partners in, there's a video explanation or a video of you talking about that case.
I'm going to have an update for you, too, in the next week. So.
Okay, well, that'll be great. But anyway, it's very, very interesting. I mean, I love the name of your website and your new business, Taiwan On in Thailand. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, I've got Taiwan On at www.taiwanonintthailand, and then I have a Facebook where it says Fantasy Thailand. But it kind of started with a friend of mine who was going through a lot of emotional and physical problems, personal problems. My friend, our friend, David, and he was about 2.5 years ago. He was he's still 5'2", but he was 5'2" and about 350 pounds. And he had just had a stroke. His wife left him. He was lost his job. Everything. He was sleeping on my couch.
I remember.
Tough time. And that's when you know who your friends are. And I was, I wasn't going to bail on him, even though I've had people wonder why I would support somebody. I said, shoot, that's who your friends are. Is when you're down, you find out. And he had some time, and I wanted to get away. And so we all went to Thailand. He had always said that he always has a great time in a place that makes him feel good. And so we've been, he's been 20 times. I've been 4 or 5 times. So I said, let's really go there and spend some time and find ourselves, help find you. So we spent 5 weeks over in Asia. This is just about 2 years ago. And went there, and I challenged. After 4 or 5 weeks, I finally saw him. He wasn't on his meds anymore. He was losing weight. He was eating healthy. You literally have to go out of your way to find a McDonald's over there. Mm-hmm. So everything is just fresh. I mean, they don't use refrigerators. It's like when they get killed the food in the morning, and you eat it at night. And so there's no steroids and anything. So I saw it after 4 or 5 weeks. He wasn't needing his depression pills, and he was losing weight. I said, why don't you stick around here? He said, well, I can't afford to do that, Chris. And I said, well, let me sponsor you. If you do something for me, you concentrate on losing weight, getting off the staying off your medication pills if you can, and get a job here or try to do something to support yourself. And I'll give you 3 or 4 months to prove to me that you're sincere. I'll pay for that, and then you be on your own. Well, here we are a year and a half later, Rick. He's lost over 150 pounds. He's half the man physically, but he's twice the man mentally.
Yeah.
And so I said,
amazing story.
I told him, I said, if we can do this for you, imagine the other folks. So we started this website, and we've got other people we've been sending over, and it's been a success.
Okay. So, and on the website, let's talk about that a little bit. I know there's it highlights the professional aspect, highlights the nightlife,
yep.
and tell me what else is on the website.
Well, it's the people that are interested that in career moves. You know, the first 4 people that we had that joined us for help or asked to seek us for help were completely the opposite of who I thought. It was 4 college girls. I thought it would be retired men.
Yeah.
But it was 4 college girls that, before they went to the workforce, before they started families of their own, they wanted to go over there and teach. They wanted to teach school for 6 months and live. It's crazy, but they went over there for 6 months and stayed longer, and then their parents ended up saying, "You're going to have to come home because you're not allowed and to stay any longer." But they were a big advocate, a big supporter of ours, and verbally and telling their friends. And in the meantime, I've had an MMA professional fighter that wanted to go over there to train and dream of fighting Muay Thai boxing, and now he wants to go over there full time, and it's an amazing place.
So for anybody that, I mean, you're opening these services, and you've got people over in Thailand, I guess, that are natives that
oh yeah, we have a after being over there for a couple years, we have our own Thai friends that know the way. They give tours, and what's great is that our money is so good over there that their currency is called the baht. Mm-hmm. So for every dollar of U.S. dollars, we get 33 of their baht. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, everything is so cheap. But we can literally help the people that have the bare bones budget to the ones that say, "Hey, I want all expense. There's no expense. I want to spare no expense for this vacation." Yeah. We can give you from top to bottom. A quick example: the last day of our shoot, we had ever since the website going, we've really just getting a lot of positive feedback. We had a reality group that wanted us to film a reality show, so we went over there. We just came back a couple days ago, and the last day, I wanted to take 4 or 5 of the folks out for a foot massage and a lunch. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I'm going to pay." So we had there was 5 of us. We went out. Each had a dish, and plus we had like 7 dishes for 5 people. We had each had our drinks, and then we went next door for an hour
massage for dessert.
For an hour massage, wow. and $60 is all I had to pay for both of it, meal and foot massage. And they were just, and I felt like a big spender. It was, yeah. You know, $60. I spend that for 2 here.
Yeah,
and that's just dinner. It's not even a movie. So
okay. So you mentioned a reality show. Now, what's that all about? You were approached by somebody who wants to produce a television show?
Yeah. We through a mutual friend, there's a director, producer out in L.A. that basically when a mutual friend described what was going on in Thailand, they said, "Man, you got to put me in contact with this guy." He said, "Because you had me in Thailand. When you mentioned Thailand, because it's so exotic, it's amazing how many people are just scared to think about going halfway around the world, because you literally are going halfway around the world." And so we talked, and I told him what we're doing, and he said, "When's your next trip?" I said, "Well, actually, we're going to be going in a few months. I'm gonna take an MMA fighter, a guy who wants to learn how to cook Thai food, and an artist artist over there to fulfill their fantasies. And, you know, if you have a realistic, good, there's some realistic, honest fantasies that we're able to do. And so they filmed, it was day and night filming, and I took my my fiance and my my new baby girl over there, and we were
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, okay. Thanks. What they loved is we went elephant trekking part of it, which she, my baby was right on the elephant, never cried at all. We fed monkeys that there was about I'll show you the video afterwards. There's like we went to feed monkeys in the wild, and we were on a boat, and there was about 200 monkeys that started swimming towards our boat, and we had bananas, and they were coming on our boat. We had to brush them away, and it was the wildest thing.
I can't.
And my little girl was just watching it, like. I'll show you. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's really something. Now, I would say that you know, when you talk to people who don't know anything in what you're talking about, you use the word fantasy. There's sort of a connotation, I guess, that people think there's a wild sex scene or something.
No, this is basically kind of how we thought of it. The name it. We kind of went from Taiwan on in Thailand, gravitating more so to fantasy Thailand, basically like. Fantasy Island. Okay. If you remember when Fantasy Island was a big,
yeah, back in midget,
yeah, the little midget actually is Tobo.
Okay,
so we had where they would have people come on to have their fantasies fulfilled.
Yeah,
and though you know what's nice about it, it's we've had some folks that wanted to find a wife, so there is love, but it's not. It's nothing. I mean, you can find bad things anywhere, but you know. This is all good.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it. Sounds very exciting. So, well, let's start to wrap it up here, Chris, and tell me a little bit about what else you're doing. I guess you're splitting your time between here and Thailand. You're here for a while.
Sure.
Well, I guess you're interested in the election, I guess.
Or? Yeah, I'm going to support, from what I understand, we're probably the. Going to need to do a recount, so that's going to cost about $250,000. So I told Jamie that I would support and put some money into having a recount, because I think tell me if I'm wrong, but it's the recanvass is what it's like
this week.
Yeah, so the recanvass is probably not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to pony up $250,000 to recount the vote. So I'm going to support that. I'm still doing what I love.
Comer.
Yeah, and doing my. Real estate, but even you know whoever comes out, and if it's still Matt, I'm going to support Matt because I know Conway personally, and it's not who I want to support this state.
Okay. Well,
I'm still
vocal. Exactly, which makes you unique and helped you in your political career, and again going way back to the library tax and way back we were together with the Minchin Lee a long time ago. So.
Yeah.
So. It's great to catch up with you, and
which I'm still very proud of. The media likes to beat us up on that too. You know, we given away over $1 million for that, and I'm super proud of them in Jubilee.
Yeah, well, again, Chris, congratulations on all you're doing. It sounds like a fun lifestyle. I wish I could. Maybe I'll figure out a way to get over there.
Just give me 10 days of your time. Don't worry about the money because it's cheap. And then I'll give you a heck of a time.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great, Chris. Thanks for being on the Rusty Satellite Show. So there you go, Chris Thieneman. Keep up with the site. You should go visit the site at least once. Taiwan on in Thailand. It is sounds like a fascinating deal to go to Thailand and vacation. He made me an offer during the show. I may take him up on that in the very near future. Thailand. Sounds like a really fun thing to do and place to go. It's made Chris and David Toborowski happy. I know David is a guy I knew when he was here. He's certainly improved his station in life by going to Thailand. This is the part of the show, moving on, that talk about some of the things in the news. First up, I want to talk about the big event next week here with the Rusty Satellite Show, and that is the big party on Friday, June 5th at the Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza. Louie Louie's is a great venue for any kind of party, and I'm so happy that we're going to have our big bash up there. I tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on in relation to the party. I've been sending out invites to the guests of the show. We've had almost 200 guests on the Rusty Satellite Show, and some of them are going to be at the party. I've received confirmation on that. It's a tough time of year. A lot of people are out of town, but if you're in town, you don't have to be a former guest of the show to come to the party. Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza is the place. The food is great. They've got a great selection of craft beers, and we're going to have some entertainment at the show. Jeff Raymond, a former Rusty Satellite Show guest, is going to play, and I understand that Mike Spurlock, who is a musician as well as one of the co-owners of Louie Louie's, is going to be there. So it's going to be a good time. If you want to check out the details of the party, go to the Facebook page for Rusty Satellite Show, and you'll find information about that. It's going to be a big time. I'm really looking forward to it. I have my good buddy Jason Smith, who does all the web work for the Rusty Satellite Show at LouisvilleKY.com, is putting together a little movie that you're going to want to see. I'll post it online, and it's just going to be a good time. I'm really excited about this accomplishment. 100 straight shows, didn't take a week off. It's really I really feel good about that. And Dan Vonderheide, I hope, will be there. He's the producer. He's the guy who first suggested that I create a show, a podcast, and called it the Rusty Satellite Show. Speaking of which, I'll tell you, I just talked to my son Nick today. Nick is the guy. Nick is my son. He's 25. He lives in New Orleans. He came up with the idea. He created an alter ego when he was in high school called Rusty Satellite, and I stole the name from him. He's very supportive of that, I guess. And Nick is coming back into town in July for a little while, and I'm looking forward to seeing him there. He was a guest on the Rusty Satellite Show a few months back. So at this point in the show, usually I talk about some interesting pieces of news and some interesting things in the news that at least attract my attention. And I got one that really, really has my attention. It affects me personally. I saw Stephen George, a former Rusty Satellite guest. Stephen George wrote a story on Insider Louisville about Airbnb. And as you know, I've rented my house out to several Airbnb guests, and I'm really concerned. You know, it's like a good thing gone bad. The Metro Council and the city officials can't stand people like making money and entertaining guests and doing it without the city getting involved in the tax base. And I understand why this is necessary. I just kind of hate it, you know, because Airbnb is sort of a new thing in Louisville. Louisville's behind other cities in terms of the legal ramifications of that, but the Metro Council, our own Metro Council here in Louisville, is, according to the story by Stephen George, is set to begin debating an ordinance this week. And it's going to direct tax revenue, quote, direct tax revenue from such rentals into city coffers. It would solve a problem that has vexed city officials and hosts for at least the past several months, despite a buffet of options for how to proceed from competitor cities and others across the country. Basically, the Metro Council wants to stick their hands in this deal. It's going to require a bunch of things for hosts like myself to do. First of all, the ordinance suggests that there is an annual license. It would cost $250. I don't know why they need $250 from everybody who's renting their houses to Airbnb guests, but that's what the proposal in the Metro Conference, the Metro Council, says. And you're going to have to pass fire and safety inspections of properties, so they're going to have to send people out. That's probably going to cost more money. And pay local taxes on short-term rentals. It creates a new classification of rental properties that double as the primary residence of the host. It's a headache. We're going to hear about a lot about this in the next few weeks. It's the Metro government's first attempt at regulating the fast-growing home-sharing industry, which I'm sure has an effect on the hotel industry. There's a lot of hotels being built in Louisville, and a lot of people like me are renting their houses out without paying, this myriad of taxes. It's similar to like the Uber and Lyft ride-sharing services, which cities are having a difficult time regulating. And I'm torn on this. I'm not sure. I certainly think people should be able to offer their homes or their cars to other people and not get government involved. Yet it seems important to for the city to protect the I guess the hotel industry and others. There's a lot of quotes. I encourage you to read the story on Insider Louisville. It's a thorny issue. As a Airbnb host, I don't like any regulation because that's just sort of the way I am. Regulation is often, and in this case, certainly unnecessary. But I think it's coming, and it's going to be interesting to follow this. It'll probably take the Metro Council a while to come to an agreement on what is the right thing to do. Certainly, I may have a say in that. I may, I certainly know plenty of Metro Councilmen. Of course, I'd like them to just leave us alone, and there are 700 Airbnb properties available in the Louisville market. A lot of them are inside the Waterston Expressway. A lot of people are interested in renting their homes, and there's a lot of experience from other cities. So I hope that the Metro Council will, we're not the first ones to the table here. So I hope they'll look at what's happened in other cities and make decisions that benefit the most people, because you don't want to be the city that has regulations that are so harsh that people don't do Airbnb and other home sharing services like that. So I guess the bottom line here is that there's going to be some change to the law. There are going to be some regulations that people like me who are Airbnb hosts are going to have to deal with. I'm not sure I'm excited about paying a $250 annual license fee. I really don't see the purpose of that. There will be a lot of opposition from what will probably be a small group of people who are hosts who are being hosting their homes. But regulation is coming. It's like a good thing. Lasted for a little bit. I got in on the front end and have had some success in renting my home. I have somebody coming in July. I'm looking forward to it. And it's all going to change. And it's probably going to be a pretty important news story for the next few weeks. So anyway, enough about that. There's some other stories. In politics, it looks like even despite, I know if you heard in the interview with Chris Thieneman, he's a supporter of James Comer. It looks like Matt Bevin's going to be the nominee for the Republicans for governor, and the real kickoff to the political season is the first weekend in August at the Fancy Farm Picnic in Western Kentucky. It was just announced this week that Mac Jones, the Kentucky sports radio host, is who surprisingly has a lot of influence now in politics. He hosted a Republican debate that got a lot of news and all that, and the people who run Fancy Farm have now decided that Mac Jones will be the host of the Fancy Farm Picnic. So that's going to be very interesting. I hope to get talk to Matt Jones about some of this maybe on the show in the coming weeks. But Fancy Farm has always been traditionally been a place where, well, let me put it this way: politicians go down there and they make speeches and they try to keep making their speeches while they're being heckled, and it's a real challenge for the politician to make speeches. Jack Conway, who's going to be your nominee for governor from the Democrats, he had a famous clash down there a few years ago. I remember. There's a lot of news that comes out of there. So the Fancy Farm Picnic, August 1st, Matt Jones, who's really basically has the biggest audience in the state of any media outlet. And, I'm sure the Courier Journal would have something to say about that, the Herald Leader, the major newspapers. But Kentucky Sports Radio is Kentucky basketball, basically. And more people in the state follow Kentucky basketball than follow anything else. So it's going to be interesting to see how Matt Jones, I think he'll do a great job. I think does a very good job at what he does, and he's not afraid to ask the tough questions. So anyway, that's what's coming up. We're going to be talking about Fancy Farm in politics once the dust settles on the primary, and I think it will very soon. The re-canvass of the votes. Matt Bevin beat James Comer by 83 votes in the Republican primary, and I think that's going to stand. Talk with Chris Thieneman about that. He's very vocal about his support for Comer, but he'll support Matt Bevin. Bevin against Conway is going to be an interesting race until November. Should be a lot of money spent, a lot of advertising done on that campaign. We'll see what happens. And a lot of news will probably come out of Western Kentucky at the Fancy Farm Picnic. So another small story I just wanted to mention to you, because it's a guy that I've known, I've met several times, but Andy Trinan, if you pay attention to TV news, WHES TV in the morning, Andy Trinan has been in this market for many years, and he has announced on Facebook today, basically, that he is not unable to come to an agreement, continue his career at WHAS. He's certainly not fired. He certainly didn't quit. He just came to an agreement to move on and do something else. So Andy is not going to be on WHAS TV's Good Morning Kentuckiana anymore. And, you know, a lot of TV people coming. There's a lot of coming and going in the TV market. But, you know, people that last are rare in that business. And Andy's been there a while. He's from Cincinnati. And, you know, I just wish him the best. I saw Andy out at, you know, I've seen him several times. I saw him a year or so ago at a golf course. He's got a young family. I just want to wish the best to Andy Trinan as he moves on from WHAS. And according to what he wrote, basically he doesn't have a new chapter set for his life and what he's going to do. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. So that's the biggest, personnel move in local TV this week. So let's talk about, let's move on and talk about my next guest. It is, I've been hearing about Dr. Robin Youngson for a while now. I wrote a piece on Insider Louisville some months ago about this compassionate movement in healthcare. And Dr. Youngson is all about taking care of folks who like your doctors, your nurses, your people in the healthcare business. Maybe they suffer from burnout. Maybe they're not happy with their jobs. And he is about trying to teach people how to get better, how to approach their jobs with more zest and more enthusiasm for what they're doing. And it's a very convincing tale. It's a real privilege. Louisville had Dr. Youngson in town for 6 weeks. You'll hear all about it in the interview, but they raised some money to keep him here. And he had a lot of meetings, talked with a lot of folks. And I think the city is better off and the city is more compassionate. And, you know, that's a top priority of Mayor Greg Fisher, who spent a lot of time with Dr. Youngson. And I did this interview right before a big event. It was the night before he left. And it was the culmination of 6 weeks of work. And I just think it's important for our city to embrace this compassionate movement, as the mayor does. And people like Dr. Youngson are responsible for a lot of the good things that happen in this city. So anyway, I wanted to get a chance to talk with him and his wife about the program that they've been doing for the last 6 weeks. I think he'll be back to town, as a matter of fact, in the near future. And I'll look forward to that. And you should, too. But right now, let's go on to my interview with Dr. Robin Youngson.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport. The plan that takes the time to care.
Well, today I am doing the Rusty Satellite Show down at the University of Louisville with Dr. Robin Youngson. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And welcome to Louisville. I know you're concluding a big program here, and just give my listeners who don't know anything about it a little background on the program you've been involved in here.
Yeah. So this is our fourth visit to Louisville. We've been here 6 weeks, and we've been invited by the city, together with my wife Meredith, because we founded an international movement to try to rehumanize healthcare and strengthen compassion and caring. And as part of Mayor Greg Fisher's campaign to create a compassionate city, this is the fourth time we've been invited to Louisville to work within the whole area of healthcare and see what we can do to catalyze that connection between the world of healthcare and the mayor's campaign for a compassionate city. So a particular focus on this visit has been a kind of catch call, which is take care of our own, because we've kind of figured out in the 9 years we've been doing this work in many different countries that one of the problems is that so many people in healthcare, doctors, nurses, therapists, social workers, are just themselves really stressed and burning out. And they're not capable of sustaining compassionate caring if they're in that state, if they're depersonalized and emotionally exhausted. So the focus of our work has turned from compassion for patients really to compassion for those who work in healthcare. And we were last here in October. We had a meeting of health executives, and we introduced that topic and promised we would come back and do our best to serve this city and just give our time freely to any individual or organization that want to be part of that work. And this community, more than 60 individuals, contributed funding to a crowdfunding campaign that's enabled us to drop our lives for a couple of months and come to this beautiful our second home of Louisville. See, we've even been figuring out how to pronounce it.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's really a great program. I want to get back to that, but let me ask you a little bit about your experience here. You know, I mean, Louisville seems an odd city for you living in New Zealand, and there's not other American cities that you like as well as Louisville, or are there?
No, not at all. Yeah. We're with Stephanie Barnett. She's the co-host of the healthcare constellation within the Compassionate City Movement, and she's become like a sister to us. She's just kind of wrapped us up in her amazing family.
Okay.
And I've been reflecting. This is our last day here, and the last meeting we had was the 63rd workshop presentation formal meeting we've had in 6 weeks.
Wow.
It's been a full schedule. And reflecting on that, it's kind of been like a pilgrimage. We've just kind of been visiting every part of the healthcare system and some of the human services. So we've spent some hours in the Metro County Jail. We've been on the top floor of some of the big buildings, the big health networks.
These were voluntary hours in the jail, right?
Yeah.
I've been there for the other reason. Okay.
And small community providers and Volunteers of America and Coalition for the Homeless, groups of physicians, groups of health executives, just nurses, therapists, little family practices. We've been to Lexington and Dayton and places around the town. And really, we've just been kind of trying to be really present to what's happening in healthcare in the city. And we're seeing a lot of stress, a lot of burnout, but we're also, you know, in healthcare, we're so focused on problems. And if people are considering the health and well-being of health professionals, what's the SERV instrument they use? It's a burnout inventory. It measures all the things that are stressing them. So we decided on a different tech. We like to use a priest of inquiry. We like to find the people in healthcare who are happy, who are flourishing, who are resilient, even if the system is burning out lots of other people. So we've been using a new instrument called the Compassionate Happiness Inventory. Gee, it's got some energy around us, and it measures, you know, what's the joy and satisfaction and happiness you get from bringing your heart to work and connecting to patients and really caring in a different kind of way. And so we're finding a lot of that in Louisville.
Okay, so let me ask you, you've been measuring this around here. I mean, do you see improvement in terms of, I mean, are you getting results? Do you feel like you've been successful in getting results, making people, doctors and nurses, happier?
We're certainly seeing a difference, and that is that our work so far has taken us to about 15 different countries. We left home on this trip in March. Our first stop was in Saudi Arabia. Wow. I mean, we're getting to many different places. And what's unique about Louisville and the place we keep coming back is that there's just kind of this rising tide of interest and compassionate caring. That the message we bring is one of hope, and that is that if we stop just being so busy doing all our technology and tasks and procedures and pause for a moment and make a connection to the patient, uh-huh, and make that heartfelt connection and learn what's important for the patient and bring our knowledge and skills in service of that, then we get dramatically better patient outcomes. We cut down on the number of procedures we do, we cut our costs, and we give us joy and happiness, uh-huh, as health providers in that work. And what we see in Louisville over the 3 years we've been visiting is we kind of started off at a zero base, that there was nowhere in healthcare connected to the Compassionate City Initiative. And now, coming this time for 6 weeks, we've just had to turn down invitations because we're just, every network at every level is deeply invested in this idea, this message. They want to hear more about it. And we're seeing signs of change. The medical school is changing the curriculum. They're changing the way they nourish and look after their faculty. The three nursing schools are changing their curriculum. The senior executives of the big health provider networks are getting really seriously involved in this. So this is why we keep coming back here, because there is no other city in the world where different health providers from competing networks are sitting around the same table saying, how can we make healthcare more compassionate in an entire city? That's unique in the whole world.
Well, it sounds like a great program. I was wondering if there was, like, even an example of, you know, I relate more to, like, a story of a person who's been affected by this, or a type of person that has been affected by what you're doing.
And Yeah. So here's the story of kind of what happens. I mean, we've tried to create a movement, and a movement means that other people kind of get inspired and start doing stuff that you don't even know about.
Sure.
So we met a young cardiologist here in Louisville, and he works part-time here and part-time in Colorado. And he took a copy of my book, which is called Time to Care, How to Love Your Patients and Your Job, and introduced it to an intensive care unit over in Colorado where he works some of the time. And we got an email today from a nurse saying, well, there are now 8 of us in this ICU are reading or have read Dr. Youngson's book, and we're so excited about this, and we're having all these discussions about compassion and caring and how we look after ourselves, and we're getting excited about it. And this is really changing the culture of the whole intensive care unit, and we're just, you know, we can't wait to take the next step. So that's an example of how this is compassion can be contagious. It gives greater joy and meaning to the work of health providers. And, you know, compassion doesn't work unless you give it away. If you keep it to yourself, it just shrivels and dies. You have to give it away for it to work.
Sure. Well, that's a great message. Well, I would say the next step, are you coming back, or have you finished what you need to do here? We'd love to have you back.
Thank you. Well, just we're about to step into a big public meeting. We have 100 people from right across the city, from kind of every level, nurses and physicians right up to senior executives in the system, who are coming to with all these ideas about how they could create real projects to make compassion more present in healthcare in Louisville. So it's now our time to step back and to let go. And we have no idea what's going to happen, but this is a really wonderful process for taking ideas and turning them into action. So on our next visit, whenever that's going to be, we want to get reports of all the wonderful things that Louisville is doing in our absence to really take this forward. And make a difference not only to the lives of doctors, nurses, and healthcare, but to the lives of patients as well. I mean, our work is not done until we make a difference to the care of patients.
Yeah, well, it sounds like I've got a surgery coming up. I hope my doctor is on board with you. So, anyway. But only a few more minutes here. But outside of your work here, you've 6 weeks in a strange city. Have you done any kind of cool stuff? Or what do you like most about Louisville? Any great like restaurants? I'm always curious what people from out of town do when they come to Louisville.
Another reason we just really love coming here is just the extraordinary generosity of the people who have hosted us. You know, we couldn't afford to pay for a hotel or anything, so just city folk have just made their homes open to us in 2 different parts of the city. We've been living in a beautiful home just next to Cherokee Park, so we have just walked miles and miles and miles around your beautiful city, admiring all the beautiful streets. And when we arrived, the trees were bare, and then the blossom came out the first week, and the second week, all the green buds, and the third week, it's such a beautiful city with the trees you have. And we've been living on Frankfort Road for half of the trip and on Barstown Road for the other half of the trip. So you have such a wealth of cafes and restaurants and places to go. We were given prime position for Thunder over Louisville. We were taken to Churchill Downs.
Did you go to the Derby? You know, was that?
Yeah, Meredith won $7 on the horse.
$7, congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well. Well, you don't want to win too much, you know, because the rest of your life you're giving it back. That's the way that works. But so good. Well, this is the best time of year to be here. So I'm glad you were able to schedule your stay here. And it sounds like some really great accomplishments here. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we're just so excited about, you know, we see Louisville as the number one place in the world where we can really fulfill our life's work, which is just putting the heart back into healthcare. So that's just why we keep coming back.
Okay. Well, I hope you come back again, and I appreciate you being on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thank you very much.
That was a very interesting conversation I had with Dr. Robin Youngson down at the – there's this University of Louisville facility I didn't know about. It's a health facility. It's called Get Well Now. It's right there off Bradley near the U of L campus. You know, it's fun to go around town and see new things, and this is a new thing. Apparently, if you're a University of Louisville employee, you have access to this facility. There was a Board of Trustees meeting going on the day that I was there. I saw a lot of a lot of familiar folks coming out of the Board of Trustees meeting. I remember Rusty Satellite Show guest Dick Wilson coming out of there. Anyway, very interesting to talk to Dr. Youngson and about all the important work he's doing on behalf of compassion in our city of Louisville. I believe that he will be back again. Most of the people that I talk to associated with the program are certainly looking forward to that. My friends from Passport Health Plan are big supporters of the compassionate care movement, and they're not the only ones. There's plenty of folks that are behind that movement and think it's important, and certainly I do too. Certainly glad to have Chris Thieneman on the show. Chris and I go way back, and he's a partner of mine in LouisvilleKY.com. Seems to be having a great time traveling the world and learning about Thailand. I'm very anxious to see if that reality show that he is involved in ever gets produced. I'll be anxious to see what that's like. He showed me some pictures from, if you follow Chris on Facebook, he's got all these great pictures from Thailand of like monkeys that came out to his boat that he was in. There's a lot of great things to do there in Thailand. I hope I get a chance to take him up on his offer to go visit as well. So anyway, that's what we're about here on the Rusty Satellite Show. I tell you, every week I have two very interesting guests, just like the guests we had this week. And I'm very much looking forward to a lot of those guests showing up next Friday, June 5th, at the Rusty Satellite Show 100th show party. It's going to be at the Louie Louie's Authentic Detroit Style Pizza Restaurant in J-Town, the old Ferd Grisani's building on Taylorsville Road. You don't have to be a former guest of the show to come. I'm inviting you now. There's a site on Facebook. If you go to the Rusty Satellite Show's Facebook page, you can get the details of the party. Certainly hope that you will come on out, say hello. If I don't already know you, introduce yourself. I'd love to meet some people who listen to the show every week, and there's a lot of those. I see all the statistics. We're doing very well here on the Rusty Satellite Show. This little experiment, it's now 2 years old, and I tell you, I get a lot out of it. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy doing the show and meeting all the people that I get to meet every week. So I can't tell you right now who's going to be on the 100th show next week, but I hope you'll tune in and find out. I'm working on some special stuff. You know, you don't hit a milestone like this every day. I want to, before I sign off, I want to give a big thanks to my sponsors, Passport Health Plans, and my newest sponsor, Snelling Staffing. If you didn't hear the job of the week, they're looking for LPN and a medical assistant. And I hope that you will tell your friends, if you've got any friends looking for jobs, that Snelling Staffing is the place to go. For any type of part-time or permanent employment, excuse me, talk to the folks at Snelling Staffing, 502-814-9800. So that's going to take care of it for this week. Until next week when we come back with Rusty Satellite Show number 100, this is Rick Redding, your host, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.